from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. Hanging out with you until noon. We are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Taking you up to D'Lo and KC, and then they will take you into the weekend. Huge shout out to Jiffy Lube. Big fans. Mm-hmm. Before we get into Patrick Beverley being a bad person, Ramsey and Katrina in the chatty house say that they want to strike the phrase "no worries" from the English language.
Oh?
I'm out on that.
You like "no worries"?
I don't like it necessarily, but I don't dislike. I'll say it sometimes.
Okay.
Like, hey, absolutely no worries. No, don't worry about it. You're good.
I say "no stress" all the time.
No stress. Don't just. No stress. Yeah, no worries.
I text that a lot. No stress. Yeah.
No, it's good. Just all vibes.
Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah. Just "no worries" is just softer than "don't worry about it." I don't know.
Ouch.
I say it sometimes. Patrick Beverley, not that nice of a guy.
No.
If you missed it last night, he threw a basketball at a fan in the stands.
Oh,
go ahead.
We do have breaking news.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Actual breaking news?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The Los Angeles Lakers have dismissed Darvin Ham. Boom, just happened. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, head coach Darvin Ham.
It's ridiculous, and we're tired of it.
That's what the Lakers said about Darvin Ham. Least shocking thing to happen all day.
I hate this right now. It's not whether he got let go or not, but Lakers GM Rob Pelinka informed Ham of the decision. Nobody called me. Nobody called me. Sorry, Darvin. Yeah,
that sucks, dude. Who
wants that job, man?
Apparently J.J. Redick or Ty Lue.
Yeah.
Those were the two names I saw floated.
All right. Ty Lue always comes up in this. And then...
Ty Lue is a very good basketball coach. I think he would be good for the Lakers.
Yeah.
But dude, Charles Barkley said this the other day, and man, it's pretty rare that I'm like, you know what? Spot on, Charles. But his whole thing was like, yo, we're going to fire Frank Vogel and Darvin Ham when we should be firing whoever put these teams together.
Yeah.
These teams aren't good enough.
Nope.
It's not a coaching problem. And, you know, I see Laker fans during the game the other night, like, oh, Darvin Ham with his hands in his pockets, can't call a timeout. Like, dude, you guys are getting throttled in this series. You're just getting beaten. You're just not good enough.
You're beaten by a much better team. And
right.
You were also, like, you fought to get in as the 8 or the
right.
7.
Right.
Like, and you weren't good all season.
Yeah, and that's not, did the Lakers play the Nuggets in some close games? Like, no doubt. But I don't think that their shortcomings in that series were Darvin Ham related.
No, but I also, like, when the Kings, the Blazers, and the Lakers were all around the same exact, like, you know, place.
Yeah, yeah.
2 summers ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kings went out and hired Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers hired Darvin Ham, and Chauncey Billups gets a job in Portland. you knew right away that the Kings were in better position. They had the better coach.
1,000%.
They had coaches with experience and that know what they're doing. And so I don't want to, like, Darvin Ham was a really good assistant coming up. Chauncey Billups, like, I don't know how that happened, but that always happens where a guy just gets a job and you're like, okay, what are we going to do? Just like J.J. Redick can go from, like, being a really good podcaster and former three-point specialist to a head coach. Because
he did a podcast with LeBron.
Yeah, why? Because. That's why.
If LeBron, that's the thing, is if LeBron walks into the front office and says, hey, hire J.J. Redick, J.J. Redick's going to be the head coach.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to go. It's ridiculous.
Whether that helps winning or not, and then, you know, who do they blame in the end? I don't know.
They might have fired him just to keep LeBron.
Okay.
Like, LeBron might have said, get him out of here or I'm leaving.
Well, that, and I don't think Darvin Ham had proven to be a good enough coach that you would say, you would kick back on that and say, hey, like,
hang on a sec.
You're 39 years old. We need you to, we need you to simmer down. You're collecting AARP memberships while collecting $51 million this season. Maybe you should let us run the organization since you likely won't be here longer than like 3 years. Maybe we should like do what's best for
you. He'd be like, I'm not going to be here three more months, and he'd be gone.
Yeah, that's right.
They said that.
It's wild.
Good spot to be in. Fun spot.
Sorry.
Fun place to be in as a franchise.
I didn't mean to because I think we would prefer to roast.
That's how radio goes.
We would prefer to roast Pat Bev this entire segment. Mm-hmm. And I feel like...
We can do that next segment. We got time.
I say we hold on to that because I do want to roast Pat Bev.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
So if you just missed it, the Lakers have fired Darvin Ham. This doesn't change my opinion of the Lakers at all.
Nope.
They're going to be what they are. And that's just not that good of a team.
Okay.
Like, they're okay. And maybe if they get the right matchup in the first round, maybe they win a playoff series. But Anthony Davis, they got the healthiest season they've ever gotten from Anthony Davis. You got a really good year from a 39-year-old LeBron James.
Shockingly good year.
And they were the 7th seed. And they lost in the first round.
And it wasn't even close.
Are you betting on another year like that from Anthony Davis?
No.
I'm not.
No.
At some point, now, I'm not going to doubt LeBron James doing anything because...
That would be foolish.
Because at 34 was when I was like, okay, well, here's the decline. It'll start.
No.
That was 6 seasons ago.
The next season after you thought that, he led the league in assists at 10.2 per game. And then just so you know, 3 years later, he averaged 38.2 rebounds and 6.2 assists. 30.3 points.
At 36 years old?
At 37. At 38, 28.9 points, 8.3 rebounds, 6.8 assists. Last year, 25.7, 8.3 assists, and 7.3 rebounds.
And it's like, oh, yeah, you can see him slowing down.
No.
And he's still 26, 7-7.
No. It's just so wild he's over 40,000 points scored in the regular season.
It's just no one's going to touch whatever number he lands at.
No.
Ever.
I don't even know what his playoff. He probably has more playoff points than most Sacramento Kings players have at total points.
Ooh. Okay, this will be interesting. Hang on. Oh, I can't. How come I can't get playoff? Oh, there we go. Playoff leaders. Okay. Career playoff leaders in points.
There's no way he's not number one.
Oh, he's definitely number one. Do you, by chance, can you grab the Kings' all-time scoring leaders? Or do you happen to know it?
No.
All-time. I'm going to look it up right now. We're doing this on the fly. Sorry, guys.
It should be Mitch Richmond, Sacramento era.
I can't imagine that the Kings' all-time leading scorer doesn't have this many points. Hang on.
Yeah, I think he does.
Sacramento Kings career leaders. Here we go. Minutes played, points. Where's points? Points. Oh, it's Oscar Robertson.
Okay, but that's Kings franchise.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, Mitch Richmond is 12,070 with the Kings, and LeBron is at 8,000 playoff points.
Yeah, that's wild. But
8,100 playoff points. He has scored 2,000 more playoff points than Michael Jordan.
Oof.
Who's second on the list?
That's wild. But there are more rounds of the playoffs now than there were.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And longer series. Yeah. And what's Fox at? Because
Fox is at 99.40.
Yeah,
so he'll break that in 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years away from breaking Mitch Richmond's all time.
Yeah.
How many games played does he have?
De'Aaron?
Yeah.
Or LeBron?
De'Aaron.
De'Aaron is not top 10 in games played.
Yeah, it's Jason Thompson is the all-time leader.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah.
De'Aaron's at 469. Nice. Mitch Richmond's number 10 at 417.
Okay. Yeah.
So De'Aaron will climb into the top 10 next year.
He might overtake Jason Thompson next year.
Overtake Jason Thompson?
You said 479, right? Isn't Thompson at 550?
Oh, yeah, 541.
Yeah, 541. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Look at him go.
Yeah. He's right there. Yeah, he's going to go down as all-time assist.
King's all-time leader in made threes?
Buddy Hield.
By like a lot.
Yeah. He beat up, I remember when he passed Peja Stojakovic.
Top five is Buddy Hield, Peja, Mitch Richmond, Mike Bibby, De'Aaron Fox. Do you know who number six is?
Francisco Garcia?
Francisco Garcia, number seven. Very good guess.
Kevin Martin?
Number eight. Another good guess.
Number six, DeMarcus Cousins?
Nope. No.
No, I'm not going to get it.
We're gonna
Harrison Barnes?
Harrison Barnes, number six. Number nine?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Okay.
Number 10?
Keegan?
Keegan Murray. Very good. Keegan Murray is going to obliterate Buddy Hield's record.
Yeah.
He's going to pass De'Aaron Fox in too, probably.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. That was fun. That was a fun detour. Patrick Beverley sucks. That's definitely what we're doing next. And I'm not saying that like as a player, but he did some really bad human things last night. We'll tell you what they are next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
And this is just for the chat. We're not on the radio. Lizzie, I do not make that much money. Holy crap. All right, we're back. He's James and Kyle. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. Patrick Beverley. That's what we're going to talk about. Patrick Beverley, if you missed it. After he was subbed out of last night's blowout loss to the Indiana Pacers, he threw a basketball at a fan.
Oh?
In that like second row directly behind the bench.
Yikes.
And then got the ball back and threw it again. And I think it inadvertently hit a coach.
Oh.
I mean, just a mess, right? And then to make matters worse, so that alone is bad. And then to make matters worse, he gets into his post-game locker room scrum, and he has this exchange happen with a reporter from ESPN.
Here.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm flopping.
Yeah.
You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not.
You can't interview me then. Okay. No disrespect.
Well, Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Again, there were a couple times within a bucket or two. In previous games, y'all have been able to kind of get over that hump, or maybe.
Yeah, Mike got my face, please. Yeah,
was it anything they did in particular, or was it just one of those where the bucket didn't go down, there wasn't the stop, they made one? What kind of prevented that you all from being able to get over, kind of like you have in the past?
You'll move that mic, please, or just get out the circle, please, for me, please, ma'am. If you're not subscribed to my pod, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Here.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So when I first saw that, I saw a shortened clip of this where he said, do you subscribe to my pod? Well, then the very beginning of that.
Yeah.
And when I first read about the exchange and saw, I was like, maybe he's doing a bit. Like maybe he knows this reporter and but it's not.
No.
He genuinely kicked this person out of the post-game scrum at his locker because she did not subscribe to his podcast. And this is a person who's been a producer with ESPN for like 20 years and has done a ton of work behind the scenes and is very good at her job by all accounts. And this is what we're doing now?
Like, look, man, I've been in the locker room and seen a lot of weird things happen. like we joke around about like Drake coming in the locker room, but you know, mm-hmm. we joke around about DeMarcus Cousins grabbing the mic and starting to interview Aileen Voice On and Andy Farrillo. Mm-hmm. I've seen a near fight with Andy Farrillo and DeMarcus Cousins in the locker room. I've seen Kobe Bryant be very disrespectful to a young reporter and blow him up and make him feel like really small just to be an a-hole. So I've seen a lot of that. And this is one of those ones where, like, at some point, you know, Patrick Beverley, like, his play on the court made him not valuable enough to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we've done here in a weird way is we keep creating these avenues for guys like this who think it's okay to be a-holes all the time. He's got his own lane now with his podcast, and so he doesn't really care, and he can be disrespectful because he's got his own platform and his own voice. And you're just having someone who probably wasn't even going to ask a question, was just there to hold the mic.
That was literally, I believe, what she was doing.
Yeah. She had a phone and to record, to double audio, and then she had the ESPN flag.
Mic flag. Yep.
Like, how disrespectful, and not only that, but how ignorant to not look at the flag and realize that the flag is someone that you work for during the offseason. When Patrick Beverley gets bounced from the playoffs, he's gone to work for ESPN. And I think a lot of people right now are like, hey, man, that career you thought you were going to have after you're done as a player, it's pretty much over. Because no one's going to have you be disrespectful to a member of the media like that and then accept you in to the media circle. Like, you can go have your podcast,
mm-hmm.
but what's that going to last? Like, 2-3 years before no one cares about you at all? Because that's going to happen, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Your media career, just like your playing career, will have a shelf life. Yep. And you just shorten that shelf life by a ton.
And it turns out this wasn't new. To expand on that point,
yeah,
a CBS reporter named Jack Maloney, who works out of Milwaukee, quote tweeted that video that we just played of Patrick Beverley kicking out a reporter from his post-game media scrum because she doesn't subscribe to his podcast. And this is what Jack Maloney, that CBS reporter, said, quote, "This is unfortunately nothing new. Beverley has refused to talk to any of us in Milwaukee who do not subscribe to his podcast since he arrived at the trade deadline."
Mm. Yeah.
What?
Patrick Beverley showed you who he was a long time ago.
Yes.
And people just failed to believe it.
I have tried really, I try really hard to give people the benefit of the doubt, especially athletes, because you just never know what's being said down to them near the court. You never know exactly what's going on. Like, everybody has their own personal stuff that they're going through, you know, so I always try to give, like, okay, maybe that guy just looks like a jerk on the court, but is actually, you know, like a, maybe he's talking trash and maybe he's super competitive, but, you know, super nice guy, whatever. I always try to give that benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
This is, no. This sucks. And it has nothing to do with the, I know media people complaining about something happening to a media person can sometimes come off as a little tone deaf or like, you know, hey, your job's not that hard, get over it. It's just disrespectful, just on a human level. Yeah. Forget the job. That sucks. That is a person doing their job and a person wanting to be petty saying, hey, you don't get to do your job today because you don't subscribe to my podcast.
Yeah.
Man, what?
It's wild.
Sucks, dude.
Like,
it sucks.
Again, I've seen really, really strange things in the locker room. Like, again, we had this situation with Cousins kicking a specific media member out of a scrum, mm-hmm. and saying, hey, I'm not going to continue my post game if he's still here. And it was an unprofessional moment by Cousins for sure. But at the same time, there was like really weird bad blood between those two people.
Mm-hmm.
And it made no sense why it was happening, but mm-hmm. it happened and it wasn't one-sided. It was back and forth. They had like a beef, mm-hmm. which was dumb. Again, it's just immature on both parts and stupid, sure. and shouldn't have happened. But like, I think some guys, like, they get off on being rude or belittling somebody for asking a question that maybe isn't a great question.
Sure.
But they just like, huh, you see what I just did to that guy? And the rest of us are standing there like,
it's like, hey, we're all gonna go put our arm around that person later and tell them it's okay and call you a mean name.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the result.
We've gotta deal with what's happening in the moment. And yeah. I know some people are saying, hey, why didn't somebody say something like right then? I'm like, what are you supposed to say? Like, are you supposed to aggressively say, hey, Pat Bev, that's not okay, and then like start what could be like him, he just threw a ball at a fan like multiple times.
Right.
Are we going to start this like in the locker room where all of a sudden we're throwing down and it's like.
Hmm. And then when he got asked about that, he ended the media scrum.
What I would have done is probably like in that moment is if that's the way he's going to make it awkward for everybody, I would like at this point in my career, I'd probably be like, hey, you know what? I think I'm done interviewing you tonight and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what deserved to happen, but it's really hard in the moment because you're on deadline and you're trying to get audio, you're trying to get video, you're trying to interview a player, you're trying to capture the moment that's happening, and you have no idea what's going to happen next.
And you're trying to, you've written this story that you're now getting quotes to help supplement your story. So there's an angle you're looking for in your story.
Yeah.
Like there are questions that you have that, there's going to be blank spots in your story, and you're like, you know what? I wasn't on the court. I can't see what these guys see. I need to find out about X, Y, and Z. What was this exchange about? What happened on this play? And that's what you need to ask. You need to get those questions mm-hmm. out. You can't just on the fly be like, okay, well, this is now going to be a story about Patrick Beverley being a jerk. Like, that's why there's people there who are like, I still need my quotes.
But that's what the story became like, very quickly. Yeah. Very quickly. Yep. And then once you realize that, it was like, oh boy, like how do you like attack this? How do we peel away this scab and try to get like, okay, what is it that you're trying to do here?
Yeah. It's a shocker that that guy's been on four teams in 2 years.
Yeah.
A real stunner.
Not at all.
All right. We'll have some good idea or bad idea featuring Patrick Beverley, actually.
Mm.
We will do that, and we'll talk about some of the most disappointing teams in the NBA this season, because we can sit here and say, hey, you know what? The Kings had kind of a disappointing year. That was nothing compared to some of these teams we're going to talk about next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
He's James, I'm Kyle. We're hanging out with you until noon. I believe KC will be in today for the handoff. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. A couple of things I want to pack into this final segment. We'll do some good idea, bad idea, featuring Patrick Beverly.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about some of the most disappointing teams in the NBA this season. And we will look ahead to Cavs at Magic tonight. The Cavs looking to close that series out. And then Clippers at Mavericks. The Mavs looking to close that series out. They lead it 3-2. Good idea or bad idea? This is a thing we came up with yesterday. Not going to give it a fancy title.
We're running with it.
Very straightforward. Okay. Good idea or bad idea? The 76ers this offseason plan to pursue Paul George and a trade for Jimmy Butler.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, are you making this up or did you read this?
No, of those like hoops hype rumor things.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense to me. Like if I'm looking from a distance, Daryl Morey loves to star chase.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to put players around Joel Embiid and Maxey, yes, then you're probably dealing with players that are of this, like, number one, this ilk, but this age.
Yeah.
Like guys, yep, that are of a certain age and
who have been through the meat grinder of a playoff series.
Yeah. I'm not sure what exactly you have to offer them because you don't have any other players under contract. Yeah. Other than Maxey, and if they're giving up Maxey in either one of those trades, they're just dumb.
If they, yes. That, and I don't think they would. I can't imagine they would. Philly fans would riot. If they, even for Paul George and Jimmy Butler, these aren't guys in their primes.
No.
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is what, there's a little bit of a difference. So we've talked about like building a super team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that doesn't work anymore. But to me, it doesn't work from the standpoint of, hey, we've got this really good build going. We're moving the right direction. But hey, what we're going to do is accelerate this by blowing it up and bringing in a couple of superstars like the Suns did. Like this, that's not going to play.
Yeah.
But when you're the 76ers and you have Joel Embiid, whose timeline, nobody knows what it is.
That's such a good point.
He may be out of the league in 3 or 4 years with injury stuff. I don't foresee him playing this way until he's 39. You don't know what your timeline is there. You have Tyrese Maxey entering his prime right now. Like, you need to maximize this duo right now, today. Yeah. So this is an instance where, yeah, if you can go get Paul George, if Paul George is going to opt out and you're going to sign him for 3 years and $160 million or whatever they can sign him to, do it. Like, just go for it. If you can figure out a way to get Jimmy Butler from the Heat, then sure, go for it.
Yeah.
Is Jimmy Butler a free agent?
I don't think so. I can look, though. I'm right there.
I didn't think he was.
No, I'm pretty sure he's not. No, Jimmy Butler is owed $49 million next year.
That's right.
And $52 million as a player option in 25-26.
Okay. So I think it's a good idea. Good on the 76ers. Good on Daryl Morey. You have to make that push now. And I think what this series came down to, I mean, we talked about it earlier, God love Buddy Hield. But when that's your like break in case of emergency option, mm-hmm, you're just not good enough.
Yeah.
There's not that many players in the league who you feel confident, hey, you know what? Tyrese Maxey's getting bottled up, Joel Embiid's dragging his leg around the court. We got to figure out a way to generate some offense. Yeah, Paul George, pretty good option. Jimmy Butler, especially in a playoff series, pretty good option.
I'm just wondering, though, what do you think that you have to offer them that they aren't getting where they're at? I have no idea. Like, not to bag on Philadelphia because it's a great sports town, but mm-hmm, like you got Jimmy Butler in South Beach, living his best life. Mm-hmm. You've got Paul George, who isn't he from LA, living in LA, doing like really cool stuff there,
mm-hmm.
and has a new arena opening up in a mm-hmm. year. Like, what exactly do you think that they have to offer to go get that? And let's be honest.
Go ahead.
If you're Philadelphia, I mean, if you're the Clippers and someone's coming to you and saying, hey, you know, we want Paul George, it's like, well, you can have Kawhi, but like, I'm not giving up Paul George.
Paul George has a player option, though.
He does have a player option.
So he could opt out and go sign with the Sixers.
No, it's true.
I think the sales pitch is what we talked about yesterday. They can re-rack our show and be like, hey, listen, the Heat and the Clippers were canceled by the insiders.
Yeah.
On ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
Canceled.
Sponsored by Jiffy Lube. You guys got canceled, so you're not going to win a title in LA or Miami. Come here. Like, look how close we were against the Knicks without you guys. I think that would be kind of the selling point. Like, hey, you guys are getting up there too. Your chances to win titles are running low.
Yeah.
The Clippers, if Paul George opts in or re-signs there, they don't have like options to go add a bunch of guys. It's like, hey, this is it. How close did you get? And maybe the Clippers beat the Mavericks in seven. And they go on a little run and it changes everything. But if they lose tonight and they're out in the first round, I think if you're Paul George looking around that roster, you're going, okay, well, Kawhi isn't reliable. Russell Westbrook's a shell. James Harden is what he is.
That's the problem. It's Kawhi is unreliable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a hard statement for people to come to grips with, but that is how you have to describe him.
Mm-hmm.
He's unreliable.
That's it.
So
for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He's not, you can't rely on him to be there. So that would be my sales pitch. Good on the Sixers for taking a big swing. Number two, good idea or bad idea? The Dolphins are signing Odell Beckham Jr.
Like, why not?
It's just, I'm so happy that this is your take.
Yeah, because I'm like, he's not going to do anything like amazing, but as like a third, fourth wide receiver, okay.
We are well beyond the days of Odell Beckham Jr. moving the needle.
Oh, yeah. Like 5 years beyond.
He's still an NFL player.
Yeah.
I think if he hadn't torn his ACL in the Super Bowl, he might have won MVP of that Super Bowl.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Bengals could not guard him. But he's past it. He's past his prime. He's past the being a number one or number two wide receiver. Like you said, he'll probably be three or four with the Dolphins. And that's good. The Dolphins also drafted Malik Washington, who is a wide receiver from Virginia, who is like one of my favorite players in the entire draft class.
Okay.
He got mocked to the 49ers one time. And so when a player gets mocked to the 49ers, I'll like do a deep dive on him.
Yeah.
And buddy, my man is like just 5'8", like a 185, just built like a brick. Breaks a ton of tackles, really good. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if he is above Odell Beckham Jr. on the depth chart. So as far as like depth goes, though, you'd rather have him running four wide receiver sets than River Craycraft. I think it's a good idea.
Maybe. I like River Craycraft, I gotta be honest. Like, I'm okay with...
He's not better than Odell Beckham Jr., though.
No. But the fact is, like we just talked about, unreliable. Like, that's what Odell Beckham has been for years. He's been unreliable.
Yeah, he played 14 games last year.
Okay. Yeah, but how many snaps and what is he capable of and all that stuff? Like,
he's a third or fourth wide receiver max right now.
No, I would totally agree. And he's also a player who's, like, his career has flamed out so dramatically after his first, like, 6 years in the league. He was just so good, and then all of a sudden, just nothing.
Yeah, that injury stuff started popping up, and it really, really derailed him. Love the idea for the Dolphins, though. It's like $8.5 million, I think, max on his contract.
Yeah, but it's got to be, like, heavily incentive laden.
Yeah. So, love the idea for the Dolphins. Last one. Good idea or bad idea? Forcing reporters to subscribe to your podcast before answering questions from them.
I'm going to say that's a bad idea.
I think it's a bad thing. Great idea, though. You want to pump up those downloads?
Yeah. There you go.
I'm joking. Can you imagine De'Aaron Fox? Although De'Aaron Fox is like the last guy I'd expect to have a podcast. Who on the Kings would have a podcast?
De'Aaron Fox did have amount of time, had a podcast with like Doug did it. I think it was partially Doug. I had to produce the podcast, which, you know, again, one time we were waiting in Portland for Harrison Barnes to get his nails done, and so he would show up for the podcast, and then It was like me and Corey Brewer and Doug and De'Aaron in a like a conference room. Yeah, we did like an interview series. It was for the Undefeated. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that LeBron's thing?
The Undisputed?
No. Yeah, whatever it was.
Undisputed is a Skip Bayless show.
No.
Undefeated.
Yeah, it was something like that. But it was very short. And De'Aaron wasn't like the podcast host. It was more like almost like a Kings version of like Players Tribune. What is Jimmy Spencer? Jimmy Spencer is like LeBron's guy. Anyway, yeah, it was short lived. And it was good stuff. Like the Uninterrupted. There we go.
Uninterrupted. Undefeated was the name of the ESPN site that is now...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's now changed.
Anscape or whatever?
Yeah, Anscape, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so
glad we got that figured
the
out.
The Uninterrupted. And so it was like, I don't know how many episodes there were, but it was one of those things where they're like, hey, on top of everything else you do, is there any way you could help produce this podcast? I'm like, oh, okay.
Gross. Sounds awful.
It wasn't great.
I think Trey Lyles would probably do a podcast. Anyways, can you imagine if Trey Lyles sat down at whatever his season opening media availability was and goes, hey, before anybody asks me a question, I need you to go to the your favorite podcast app and download my podcast. And once you prove that...
Everyone show me that you subscribed. Like, are you subscribed? Yeah, that would be awkward.
That'd be terrible.
And
a bad thing to do.
Trey does have like, he has book club, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know that I've...
That sounds cool.
Yeah, like Trey Lyles book club, so...
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, I don't know what, if that's been like, if that's in video form or not. I haven't really seen it, but yeah.
No handoff today, per Kenny Caraway.
Oh.
All good. Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
Jesse, can you hear me?
I don't think Jesse can hear me.
Oh, he's talking to Charlie.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Sounds like no handoff today. That's okay. We have plans. Yeah, man. So I have some friends that listen to the pod, to Candlestick Chronicles, like religiously.
Okay.
And I'll go to bring up something that we talked about on the podcast, and I'll say like, because I feel weird being like, hey, I know that you listen. So we remember when we said that, I feel like that's weird. And telling people, hey, like we promote the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen show on here. That's our podcast.
Uh-huh.
Download it wherever you get your pods. But we'll promote that. That's one thing. But doing that like in person, I would feel so awkward.
Yeah, promoting something.
Right. Promoting it is very different. If somebody goes, hey, do you do a Kings podcast? You're like, yeah, Kings Beat. Check it out. Wherever you get your podcast. Sure, great. But if a person's like, James, huge fan, bro. I love your work. Listen to you on the Insiders every day. Can I ask you something real quick about Keegan? And you went, I don't know, man.
Are you...
That's so awkward. That's such an awkward thing to do.
Did you subscribe to the podcast?
Right. That would be insane.
Yeah, it would be insane.
I just, doing that in that setting where you know there's cameras on you. You know that this is going to get out.
Yeah, but that's who he is. He's not a good dude.
That just takes a level of like hubris that I hate talking about. Like people are like, oh, you do a podcast? I'm like, yeah. I sure do. Candlestick Chronicles, if you want to. Oh, yeah, I'm going to download. Like, okay, yeah, you don't have to. Like, I don't know. I just get really, like, sheepish about it.
Yeah.
The idea of being a jerk to somebody for not subscribing is nuts.
That's crazy.
Totally insane. All right. It's enough Pat Beverly for this show.
Mm.
Bad idea, by the way, forcing reporters to download and subscribe to your podcast.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, what the public outcry at this point is just, like, it's going off on him, right? Yeah. So... The Pro Basketball Writers Association came out after him. He apologized. I haven't seen his apology, but according to like the Twitter box, he apologized, and the Milwaukee Bucks apologized for his actions as well. But I don't know that really moves the needle. I don't think that anyone is all too concerned with hearing his apology to this. So just don't do it. How about that?
Hang on. I'm texting Kim because I want to make sure that my salsa gets out for the salsa contest.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, no, an apology
is... If you need to
not...
leave the room and make sure your salsa is represented, we're okay, man. Just come back with a margarita. That's all that matters. Like, you come back with a margarita, we're A-okay.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not putting your message on our screen anymore from the Chatty House unless you subscribe to the James Hammond Kyle Madsen Show.
That's right.
Got to do that right now.
No more.
Also, the King's Beat podcast. Also, Candlestick Chronicles. If you're not subscribed to all three of those things, don't bother.
And you can't prove it. You have to prove it. Yeah.
I'm joking.
Yeah, that and Rory in the chat has a good point here. He probably did the apology on his podcast. Yeah. Yeah, so someone will clip it. You know, like, look, some dudes just need to go away.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of feels like. He may have had his, like, oh, no one wants to hear you anymore moment.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Tough.
Now you're just going to be, like, the angry curmudgeon guy who doesn't have a team. I don't know.
Good for the Bucks, though. Nobody's talking about how sad they went out.
Yeah, Pat Buck, Pat Bev just took one for the team.
That's it. He's like, I got you guys.
I got you, bro. I got you.
I'm gonna be the biggest jerk.
I got you, Doc. Doc's like, hey, Pat Bev, can you do me a favor?
Hey, have you seen the preview for Clipped, the Hulu show movie about V. Stiviano?
No.
Yo, you need to watch it. Okay. As soon as this is over.
Okay.
It is wild. Lawrence Fishburne plays Doc Rivers.
Oh.
It's going to be nuts. I'm so excited for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The guy they have playing Chris Paul looks like it's bananas.
Is it Jake?
I can't wait
State
for
Farm?
You to watch it. I wish. No.
Cliff Paul? They literally just have, well, he might have some free time here coming up.
So somebody brought this up last night because we talked a lot after the King season ended, like, man, disappointing year.
Yeah.
Really, you know, two fewer wins didn't make the playoffs, disappointing year. But then somebody last night on Twitter, former NBC employee, Brian Witt, brought up on Twitter.
He is the inventor of the term Splash Brothers.
And if you didn't know that, you can just ask him.
Yeah, he will tell you.
Yep.
He may have a tattoo somewhere.
If I invented something that became that popular,
yes,
I 100% would get a tattoo of it.
Well, but you're a tattoo guy.
I have Yeah.
I don't think Brian is, and I think he would still do it.
Have you seen? There's that thing on the internet, or that meme on the internet that's going around. That's like, my first tattoo, and it's like this long explanation of what it means, and then it's like my eighth tattoo. I got it because it's a turtle and it's cute.
Yeah,
like that's the stage I'm at. I would definitely, if I had invented something that cool, I would definitely get a tattoo of it. But he brought up how the Suns were the most disappointing team in the NBA this year. And that got me thinking. It felt like there were a lot of disappointing teams in the NBA this year.
Yeah.
Including Sacramento. But Sacramento doesn't even crack the top five. I've made a top five list of the most disappointing teams in the NBA. Let's run through it.
Okay.
The Phoenix Suns are definitely number one.
Oh, I agree.
There is not a team that had higher expectations that fell shorter of them than Phoenix.
Well, I think the worst part about the Phoenix experiment is that they were reasonably healthy, you know, especially late in the season and in the playoffs. Sure, they lost Grayson Allen, but like they lose Grayson Allen, other teams are losing like superstars.
Right.
They lost with like their big three and Nurkic, and they just weren't good. And Royce O'Neal, they just weren't good enough.
Not even close.
No.
It so many major catastrophic flaws got exposed in the Phoenix Suns where you didn't just go, wow, tough year. Like there's different ways. There's different levels of this, right? We looked at the Kings and went, wow, tough year, but here's all the ways they can get better. With the Suns, you're looking at it and going, wow, tough year. Now what? They're in a bad spot.
Your owner's got your back.
Boy, does he.
Yeah.
Number two, I have the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes. I would agree 100%. Like, the Bucks, like, because they took a gamble and that gamble didn't pay off, and that gamble might not pay off ever. And now you're wondering what that means for them forever. You're wondering if by going out and getting Dame, they didn't do some irreparable harm that they cannot correct, and that Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to get to a point where he doesn't want to be there because you can't win with what you did. And so that's a tough one, man, because that's like an earth-shattering move where everyone is looking around going, that is, you might have screwed up everything.
And that's the fear with Sacramento, right? Like, I always talk about, hey, urgency, you got to make a big move. But the fear is that.
It's that you take the misstep.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you go sideways or backwards, and then you have no recourse to get back up the hill from where you fell.
Yeah.
That's what, hey, they missed Jrue Holiday all year. They would have loved to have Jrue Holiday on that team.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe supplemented Jrue Holiday and Giannis and Chris Middleton with other pieces. And instead, nope, we're going to blow the team up. Here's Dame. Oh, Giannis banged up. Dame banged up. It's a ball game.
Yeah.
Tough. Number three, I have the 76ers.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be a contender in the East.
Yeah, and you even thought that, like, you know, Embiid at 75% was still good enough to get them mm-hmm. somewhere mm-hmm. until he got better and better.
Mm-hmm.
But they had nothing else to offer.
No.
Like, Tobias Harris, like, sort of vanished.
0 for 2 last night.
Oh.
He took 2 shots.
Oh. Well, they did have Buddy.
Yeah, they did.
Just saying.
Good for
Buddy. But they also, they made the move so for fun. Buddy at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't pay off.
Mm-mm.
Like, none of the things that they did paid off at all.
No. Tyrese Maxey took a huge leap. Like, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And Tyrese Maxey's going to be a star, but beyond that, not a lot of good stuff happened for the Sixers.
Yeah, I agree.
I had a tough time placing these next two. I have the Lakers 4.
Yeah, okay.
And I say this from a standpoint of maybe you didn't buy into the Lakers. Maybe I didn't buy into the Lakers. But from a Laker fan standpoint,
well,
the people I watch and the people I read in the analysis of the Lakers this offseason was like, yo, look at what they did at the trade deadline last year. Look how well they played. Look at the role players they added this offseason. They're even better. This is going to be... people were picking them to win a title, dude.
Okay, but I'm not listening to Dallas Cowboy fan to tell me whether the Dallas Cowboys are going to win the
Super
Bowl.
No, but this isn't just about Laker fans. This is... yeah. Dude, go look at preseason prognostication of where the Lakers were going to finish. This is true. Not just Laker fan.
Yeah.
It is... I thought the Lakers, from that standpoint, there are people picking them to go to the finals.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I have the Warriors after that, because any time that you pay $400 million your roster and you don't make the playoffs, I should probably bump them up, actually. number six, Utah.
Well, actually, probably number six is probably Memphis. And then, but we forget about you. We forget about the Grizzlies.
No, you're right, and that's why they should be up the list. That's a great point by you.
They were number two last year.
I forgot about the Grizzlies.
They were two in the West last year.
Man,
and they are gone. And people are like, oh, wait till next year. It's like,
okay.
I'll
wait.
All right. Yeah, not sure about that. I mean, remember, they went out and got Marcus Smart. Yeah. They were like, oh, this is...
culture changer. Watch out for the Grizz. Yeah, the Grizzlies go way up the list. The Grizzlies, you know what? The Grizzlies go right behind the Bucks for me. Grizzlies 3, Sixers 4, Warriors 5.
Okay.
I think that's my top 5.
Mm.
I always think about Utah because I always think about what Sarah Todd told us. Covers the Utah Jazz, does a great job for the Deseret News out there in Salt Lake City. I said, hey, is it... playoffs, the expectations? She was like, yep.
Oh.
They could have made the play-in last year if they hadn't tanked, but they tanked, and now they're ready to retool and give it a go. Anything less than the playoffs would be a disappointment. Like, all right, you got it. Not saying that she was incorrect. I think that she very much knew the pulse of that building, and that's what they wanted.
No, that's tough. The Kings had playoff plus. You know, they wanted a lot more than playoffs. Yeah. They wanted a second round. They wanted, you know, maybe beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's a disappointment,
mm-hmm.
but not like some of these other teams.
No, Kings are on the list, but they're not top five.
No,
for me. You know who is top five, James? You.
Oh, thank you.
Great job this week. We will see everybody next week. Have a very fun and safe weekend. We're going to give it away to D'Lo and Casey next on ESPN 1320, Sacramento's sports leader. Play-o!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.